Then he will give you 7 women, deft in household handicraft. Women of Lesbos, chosen when you yourself took Lesbos town, as they outshone all womankind in beauty. These he will give you, and 1 more, whom he took away from you then. Briseis's daughter, concerning whom he adds a solemn oath never to have gone to bed or coupled with her, as custom is, my lord, with men and women. These are all yours at once. If the immortals grant us the pillaging of Priam's town, you may come forward when the spoils are shared and load your ship with bars of gold and bronze. Then you may choose among the Trojan women 20 that are most lovely after Helen, and then, if we reach Argos of Achaea, flowing with good things of the earth, you'll be his own adopted son, dear as Orestes, born long ago and reared in bounteous peace. He has 3 daughters now at home, Chrysothemis, Laodice, and Iphianassa. You may take whom you will to be your bride, and pay no gift when you conduct her home to your ancestral hall. He'll add a dowry such as no man has given to his daughter. 7 flourishing strongholds he'll give to you, Cardamyle, and Enope, and Hyre in the wild grassland. Holy Phere, too, and the deep meadowland of Anthea, Epea, and the vineyard slope of Pedasus, all lying near the sea in the far west of sandy Pylos. In these lands are men who own great flocks and herds. Now, as your liegemen, they will pay tithes and sumptuous honor to you, prospering as they carry out your plans. These are the gifts he will arrange, if you desist from anger. Even if you abhor the son of Atreus all the more bitterly, with all his gifts, take pity on the rest. All the old army, worn to rags in battle. These will honor you as gods are honored. And ah, for these, what glory you may win. Think, Hector is your man this time, being crazed with ruinous pride, believing there's no fighter equal to him among those that our ships brought here by sea. He'll put himself in range. Achilles, the great runner, answered him. Son of Laertes and the gods of old, Odysseus, master soldier and mariner, I owe you a straight answer as to how I see this thing and how it is to end. No need to sit with me like mourning doves, making your gentle noise by turns. I hate as I hate hell's own gate that man who hides one thought within him while he speaks another. What I shall say is what I see and think.